USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration announced Wednesday that it and Taiwan will start negotiations for a bilateral trade and investment initiative this fall to include technology and agriculture. The Miami-Dade Police Department confirmed that 29-year-old Detective Cesar Echeverry has died. He was rushed to the hospital Monday night after being shot by an armed robbery suspect in Miami. The same judge that signed off on the FBI warrant to invade President Trump's home will decide if the public is to see the probable cause portion of the warrant. George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley on Fox News says the unusual warrant okayed taking everything from the Trump home.
The search itself was grotesquely broad. It was almost without definition. It literally was a warrant that said take everything.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A Collin County jury condemned Kasol Schakenhoman for fatally stabbing 40-year-old Sarah Walker in July of 2006. Texas executed Kasol Wednesday evening. The state of Texas continues to bus illegal immigrants to New York and the nation's capital.
Hundreds of illegal immigrants are continuing to be transported from Texas on buses to New York City and Washington, D.C. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has accused Texas of forcing illegal immigrants onto buses, but appearing on Fox News, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott pushes back on these baseless allegations.
Before the migrants get on the buses, they sign a form agreeing to get on the bus, and on that form, it has the pre-identified destination. They actually get to choose, do they want to go to the capital of the United States of America, or do they want to go to New York City?
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
China is sending troops to Russia as part of a strategic military exercise for the first time since 2018. The exercises will take place from August 30th to September 5th in the eastern portion of Russia. The Chinese military in previous years sent an estimated 300,000 troops to a portion of Siberia and has headquarters close to the Chinese border. A federal magistrate in Florida, the same man that signed off on the Take Everything warrant, is set to hold a hearing Thursday on whether to make public the probable cause affidavit to search President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt, who okayed the original search warrant August 5th, is slated to preside over the hearing. Jonathan Turley is Fox News law professor at George Washington University. He discusses the FBI warrant.
They can be released in redacted form, and they can be released before a charge. But courts tend to just go with the government on these things. But what's different is a number of elements here. One is that there's a history here of the Department of Justice in Trump investigations. It has created a real public interest, a lot of public uncertainty as to the motivation behind the search. The search itself was grotesquely broad. It was almost without definition. It literally was a warrant that said, take everything.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.